this morning. KN4 GFW.
A little bit of noise on the frequency this morning.
Not bad this morning.
I got some on the receiver. So what it is, it's my coffee pot on the receiver. So as soon as it makes the coffee, I'll shut the coffee pot off and see if the noise on my receiver goes away.
Good coffee pot.
My old stupid ones with the digital ones, you know, with the circuitry in them, you know, that have the LEDs in them. Well, I never did that.
Newer ones have a lot more issues.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to put a filter choke up on my line cord of my coffee pot.
You don't talk on the radio when the coffee pot's making, right?
This is done. I'll see if the noise goes up. Can you hear it on my transmit signal at all?
Yeah, there's a little bit of static. It just got a little bit in the background.
I'm tired to say that. I got all kind of digital stuff. I work with Daniel more over his friend's house. We got to pull the engine out, but I found out something interesting. It looks like I sent the crank out to my friend and polished it, but you know what? I don't think they checked it for straightness. Let me turn this car off, fill my car pot, see if we can get rid of this.
DOT Mobile. MKN4 TFW. It's Friday. That's great, isn't it?
That is for sure, man. I am happy that is the case today. What kind of day you got going on today? Nothing breaks and skate on through, right?
And I'm trying to get out of there about 2:30, and that me and Mama's supposed to go out to eat at our favorite Mexican restaurant. They don't open till 5, and that, but if you ain't there by about 5:15, then there's a wait.
What restaurant's that?
At a door over in Taylor's on Wade Hampton. I don't know if you've ever eaten there, but it's really good.
I'm not exactly sure where that one is. I'm trying to picture it, but I'm drawing a blank. No, we like some good Mexican food. There's one over towards us that we go to all the time, and there's one. I'll tell you one that I did enjoy. It's on Woodruff Road. It's either right by the 385 interchange or the 85. I can't remember. I think it's 385, the one where it actually comes into it there. But I'm drawing a blank on the name of it. But I've only been there once, but I really enjoyed that place.
That's a little tiny house. It's been there since like the 1960s. It's like been there like 50 years. But you familiar where the old Winn-Dixie warehouse used to be on Wade Hampton Boulevard?
Just right there at the Pleasantburg intersection.
No, negative. It's you know where the Walmart is in Taylor's?
And I know what you're talking about now. As soon as you said that, I know where you're talking about.
Yeah, so it's about same side as the road as Walmart, about a couple of hundred yards back towards the Red Lobster.
Yep, I know where you're at now. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, that'll be fun. Good to spend some time out with her. She got to work tomorrow.
Yeah, she got to work tomorrow afternoon, and that. But she's off tonight and all day today actually, because one girl got sick, so she worked a double, and so the girl's going to work for her today, so that'll work out.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear somebody's willing to trade out on those things. That's You don't see a whole lot of that now, but yeah, that's good when it works out that way. So, but that'll be fun. Something to look forward to this afternoon.
Yeah, you worked Mike overtime yesterday.
Yeah, I don't even, you know, I never did get a chance to talk to him. I don't know when he left. Yeah, we had a couple of things kind of going crazy yesterday afternoon into last night. But, yeah, he should be out here in a little bit, I think.
It was after 6 last night, and I was talking to him on the radio.
That's KM4 and 18.
That doesn't mean you're running late.
Negative, I was on the phone with one of my carriers. That's why I didn't get on in time.
For Miss Carol this evening?
She's going to Kennedy's basketball game, so we're going out for lunch.
Last night, made one contact with a school in Texas. It was a ROTC thing at the school, and they were contesting. And then Mama texted me. They had my favorite over at Stacks last night. They had liver and onion, so I set the radio down and headed over that way.
Onion? Oh, God, no.
This one.
Oh, man, you don't know what you're missing. I don't like chicken livers either.
That's a negative.
The only thing everything's good for is fish bait. My mama made me eat one time, and the more I chewed on it, the bigger it got in my mouth. I eventually had to spit it out. I couldn't handle it.
You guys don't know what you're missing.
I am 100% with Ed on this one. Now, we'll use it as bait all day long. No problem with that. But as soon as you start talking snacks, no thank you.
They're pretty hard to find. Both of them are pretty hard to find in town. You know, there's not many restaurants that even serve those. KN4 TFW.
Good. KK4 POT.
KN4 NAP. Come over here on Thursday night. And I'll take you to Paul's Diner and let you have your mess of fried chicken livers.
See an acquired taste.
Acquired by me.
Chicken livers?
Absolutely love them, but I have to be careful with them chicken livers. They'll run my blood pressure up. I don't know if there's salt in them or what, but I love liver and onion. I love liver any way you can cook it.
All right, now it's 2-2.
About something. All that's where all the contaminants are, so you got to be careful.
The restaurant my wife had texted me last night said they have beef liver on the menu, so that's where I was headed last night when you called me.
I wanted to mention that to you because I heard you talking with the other fella, and I just knew you were probably in a hurry, but
yeah. Tim and I used to go to a restaurant up on Highway 14, Little Meat and Three. And I'd get a plate of livers.
And have my share.
Well, catfish.
I fish quicker than I'd eat a chicken liver.
No, these are beef livers. 29.
Your spikes don't do it.
Oh, I think it's the salt that was in them.
It's good salt. Salt doesn't usually, unless there's something with it. Salt will bring your blood pressure up a little bit, but usually unless there's something in the food itself. Like, I have a problem with if I use microwave popcorn at all, it'll spike my blood pressure. There's penicillin in it. That's why. I'm still messing around with my cell phone. Isn't that fun? Hey, Rude, this morning.
Probably about 2/3 way.
It really could. That's why, hey, whatever was bothering my signal before isn't there. Well, I got the cell phone charger out of the way. So we'll see what else might be doing it. Wi-Fi downstairs. The allergy test one time. Do you have those tests that always show what you're allergic to?
There's a vendor at work, and he was having some issues, went and had that allergy test, and it turns out he's allergic to pork.
He found it.
Do you eat any pork? He's like, man, every meal.
Well, with me, when I was a little kid, they tried like 30 different things instead of 30 or 40 of them. But as I got older, it went away. Well, it didn't really go away. Come to find out, I'm allergic to so many things. Now it doesn't show up on a test anymore because, well, those tests don't always show it.
Now, I'm out of here, rolling up to get this Friday going. Hey, you guys have a fantastic weekend. 7-3's to you, and hopefully we'll catch you first of the week. KK4POT.
Tim, have a good one.
7-3, Tim, have a good one. Hope you get off early and treat Mama right tonight.
I used to drink a lot of Budweiser beer, and if I drink Budweiser beer, I get a reaction. Come to find out, I drank for 30 years, I was allergic to it.
Take the word.
I could do a whole bunch more of it. I want to get back into doing it because work is the best thing for you. It keeps you busy, keeps your mind active, and it keeps me from doing stupid things.
I'm keeping you from doing stupid things.
You do stupid things when you're busy. You don't have time to do stupid things. You do a little bit, just a little bit after work is all. I mean, it's just, but I will find this interference. I will find it one way or the other. And like I said, when I got mad at work, I was going to come out. The dishonesty around here. No pain this morning.
To that cat.
Nephew said he's going to get a house and take him home with him. I hate to do that because it's not really my cat. We're in contest this morning, each other. He swatted me on the square of the head. One stubborn animal.
Guys, so I'm going to get down out of here and hope everybody has an awesome day and an awesome weekend. Look forward to catching up with you guys on Monday or maybe over the weekend. So I'll say 73, KN4TFW.
Have a good one, Ken. Don't get too wild partying tonight on Valentine's Day. And hopefully catch you over the weekend or I'll catch up with you on Monday. So have a good one, 73,
G. Hey, 73s, have a safe day and enjoy it. Maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. KK4NXE.
Plan for tonight, mate.
Luckily nothing. Just spending some time with the wife. Nothing special.
Put her up no great old big ribeye steak, medium rare or rare.
Well, you know, now that you mention it, I might try to meet her down there at Longhorn for supper. Of course, I bet you that place would be slam packed tonight.
They will stare those people with a stick.
You pick up a couple steaks and I cook them at the house.
If I were you.
The steaks, cook them over an open fire on a grate. Oh, yeah.
Did I ever send you
picture of my fireplace.
You did, and I like that thing.
Say I paid too much for it, I did, but man, we enjoy the heck out of that thing.
Same thing, as long as you enjoy it, that the price doesn't matter after that.
Not that.
Cook a steak over a wood fire, though.
Cook a steak directly on the coals. I've watched a ton of videos on doing that. Man, that looks good. But I couldn't do that tonight. But I probably wouldn't fool around tending a fire that long. But I definitely could cook one over flame tonight. I might talk to her about that.
Well, I get the fire going pretty good and stick it on the coal part of the fire, a little seasoning on it, let it rip.
A new restaurant in Easley called Big Boys, which is a buffet style restaurant. I don't know, that thing probably be packed too. I'd say any restaurant would be wide open tonight.
I said, you know, if it rains tonight or not, the weather ain't real good, it might not be.
Tonight's Valentine's. It's gonna be busy. We're supposed to have a sunshiny day today and tomorrow.
I said, let's get that stupid engine. He said we're gonna try getting that, he's gonna do back brakes. So well, I said, well, we'll do the back brakes, pull the engine, I'll help him get it out. I said, he says it'll turn. I said, well, if it'll turn, it'll be good. I said, if it don't, we're gonna make it turn. I'm gonna bring my 10-pound sledgehammer and a block of wood, it'll turn. That car part as hard as the last one did. I'll grab that barrel and see if I can find some glue downstairs. No, I'll glue that thing together so you can have that 4-to-1 barrel I got laying around here. It's right. I know right where it is. The cheap manual tuner that you can do a little adjusting to. That you can set right where to just do it and use that piece of junk and it'll tune it right up.
Mike, if you need help, Saturday, all you gotta do is holler now if you go on and go put that antenna up.
Appreciate it. I'm not 100% committed to doing that, but if I get a chance, I will. I didn't get my slingshot last night. Ended up not going to a meeting I was supposed to go to. But the guy just lives down the road. I could run down and get it. But we'll see what happens. We're probably going to be focused more on wood. But if I got, you know, an hour and a half extra with Tim, I might get him to help me do that.
Actually, it won't take long if you got a bow and arrow or a slingshot. You can even do it with a bow and arrow, shoot it up in a tree. It's not that hard to do that.
Talking snow and raining snow for next week.
Know that.
Weather guy said it's 6 o'clock last night. Snow and mixed rain and snow Thursday, Friday.
What do you have in February, like I said?
Love to hear that. She loves snow.
For 38 years, every winter, every day, all the time, I worked on cars in it, plowed in it, worked on cars in it. Plowed driveways with a buddy of mine? No, I had enough of that.
Colorado, she misses that snow. They actually, you can look out their window and see Pike's Peak from where they live. They live just 20 minutes south of Denver in the plains.
I said, when you work out, you ride in a plow truck every night and you're on the road every night and that stuff, slide was almost going over banks a couple times and having plows bite in, it ain't no fun. It loses all the fun out of it.
That kind of snow here.
No, you don't, but the thing is, I've been through that kind of stuff. Oh man, did it for a while. I used to plow driveways with my buddy of mine in Connecticut. We had more than once. Almost went over a bank more than once. When California, you know it's fun when the truck goes straight. You're going down a hill and you got a load of
had a wrecker one time. We had a car on the wrecker. Or even a plow truck. One time we're going down a hill, and once that thing got sliding, it was a 90 like an S curve. We went straight. Me and my buddy in the wrecker went straight. We almost hit the tree. Oh man, that was fun.
Yeah.
You see, we did something. My buddy did something he shouldn't have done. He had an F-250. We were hauling a Cadillac on the back. And we shoot him and hauling that. And I told him, I said, don't do that. And we went, oh, yeah, he's on the road. That thing. The farm was almost off the ground. We had the car hooked, and that thing slid, man. And my old man did it with the plow truck one day with a state truck. He bent the plow like an S, went straight down the same corner I did. And he went straight down through there. He lights up his cigarette and goes, hang on, roll the bar. Or over the one day in the state truck. Hang on. He went straight through there, bent the plow like an S. He just tapped a tree. I was laughing when Ray told me about it.
Ed, have you got anything special planned this evening?
I'm gonna go to bed at regular time. Little Miss Kennedy's got a basketball game, so Grandma's gonna go and watch the game. And if they win tonight, then they have to play tomorrow in some kind of tournament. And if they win tomorrow, then they go for the state championship.
She'll be excited about that.
They win too, but her game time's at my nap time, so that makes it a little rough, but I'll have her in my thoughts.
You're out there in spirit, little girl.
That'd be great.
Say, just buy me a Walmart card. That way I can go buy whatever I want at Walmart. Oh, her well.
My old man never quit with that stuff, man. He told me, he says, you want it, you work for it. That's how he did it with me. I'm kind of glad he did.
Your kids, they don't work for nothing. You just give it to them.
But you know, it's better for them to learn to get it on their own. They'll be happier. You can give some things, but make them understand that they got to learn to do it themselves, because that's what life's all about, is doing it yourself. Just like last 2 weeks ago, I was in that library across that highway, and the guy's like, how are you going to get home? I said, well, I'm not really sure. And one of the guys goes, how do you feel about crossing major or four-way highway? I said, well, I said, I got a cane. I said, you show me a cyclone of light. I said, I suppose we could probably try it, couldn't we? He says, you willing to go for it? Yeah. I walked 500 feet down the road, couldn't breathe when I got to it. I said, well, let's go. The light changed. Did it. Wasn't no fun, but I did it.
I was up in Brevard, and they've got, the way their crossings are is they've got like a some type of an alarm for blind people that lets you know when you can cross, and then it starts making a noise when you need to already be across, and then it makes another noise when the light says no crossing.
So before, the problem is if somebody runs the light on you, you get hit. But yeah, it would be nice even if they just had a push button. I'll talk to those guys over in Malden and see if I'll ask them if they can get into wire on traffic light. They work on the lights. I'll see if they can wire me a push button in there. Just a regular push button so I can get the light to cycle, so it has a walk cycle so I can cross it. Because just a regular push button is all I need to know the cycle of the light. Because it's hard to tell. Maybe if I study it for half an hour. Sometimes they do that, but it's hard. I think just a push button alone would be okay. I might be able to do it. I got to get some crazy orientation blind instructor to go with me and do it.
I gotta get my hearing back in shape. It seems to get a little better, so I think I can probably do it. I mean, I did it with a sighted guy. I just don't know if I want to do it again. Right on Butler Road.
Don't they have a parking lot?
About, I think the parking lot, I think you gotta walk down to the light. I don't think the parking lot is where the light is. It's really confusing. You gotta cross the 4A highway, and then you gotta walk down the street, I think. I know you gotta walk the car, but the light's not where the parking lot is. I don't think I could cross it there. Because you gotta cross the highway to get to the parking lot.
Mike, I just heard you in there real quick. Didn't want to interrupt. Can you send me an email, bob@nd7j.com? Just send me an email. I seem to have misplaced your email.
I looked, think it was yesterday to see if you'd sent me anything, but, yeah, I'll send you an email sometime today.
Yeah, and then I have a little thing I drew up. I'll send it back to you. I searched and searched, and it's probably still there. I just don't know how to find it. So I was going to call Tim tonight and get it, but since I heard you on the radio, I figured I'd just shoot me a quick email, bob@nd7j, and then I can reply.
Now I have to do it when I get in. But that's good. I'll do it. Good to hear you this morning. Where are you headed?
Won't be able to reply to it until I get in this evening, which is going to be after probably 6 o'clock. So I'm off to the cabins. We're our final day on cabin one. We got it done in 17 days, less than the 21. So today is going to be a nice payday with a bonus.
Of course, you're halfway decent or what?
Yeah, we put a whole new subfloor on top of it, leveled the subfloor, and then we had a nice flat surface to put laminate down.
You know what, I'm going to ask you a question. You know what I was thinking with mine? You know what I was thinking of doing with mine? The subfloor is pretty solid. I'm wondering, you know what I was thinking of doing? I was thinking of they have self-leveling stuff or self-leveling stuff like that, where if you got a floor that's all crooked like that, instead of jacking the building around, you might be able to go that route. I wonder if you've ever done that before.
Leveler a lot, and it's good in small instances if you have a dip or something, but what you're telling me, that's not going to work. It's probably all going to roll right to that low spot and sit there in a big puddle.
I'm just going to have to jack the building and move it. That's what it's going to come down to. I gotta get some down. I didn't want to go that route, but maybe I'm going to have to. I just don't want to do it.
Well, if it's that far, you know, if it needs to be jacked up that much as you're telling me, self-leveling is not going to do anything for you. Go ahead, Mike.
Just listening.
Did you notice I noticed the alternator wiring on your signal. Did you put a choke on that alternator?
Probably. I've got a new engine in this truck, and I appreciate you telling me about that because I did not know it was there. I have made a couple changes. I'm going to try something here. I'm going to be off the air. You guys pick it up for a minute. I'm going to try something and see if that goes away. I'll be back in a minute.
For you.
What do you add on your route?
20 minutes from being done. If I push it hard, I could probably shorten that.
Hey, Al, is the wine gone? Is it gone now? Let me give you a little longer one. ND7J Mobile, just wondering if the alternator wine has disappeared.
Yep.
Alrighty, I know what that was. I had a little adapter so I could plug it to. I need to run the wires to the battery on this anyway, so. Alrighty, I'm going to get to driving here. Y'all have a good morning. Good to hear you, Mike. I'll shoot you an email, reply to yours. You guys all have a good day, and we'll catch y'all later. ND7J Mobile and listening.
At least I know I still have a pretty good ear for that kind of stuff. At least I know I can still hear.
Take care, 7-3, so you be careful out there, and glad you're able to get that done. A little bonus time there. All right, 7-3, take it for an exit.
The good news is we get to start another one Monday.
Good. Going that tee.
somebody else in there, I might have kind of squashed on him a tad bit. If so, I apologize. ND 17. Yep.
Still in there, Ed.
So.
I can't wait to roll out with the AM radio and figure out what this is, even if I got to spend an hour outside doing it.
I had to jump out and throw one in an apartment.
It's open for you.
Sitting there in his easy chair waiting on it. I threw it on his deck, so he could, all I had to do was open the sliding glass door and reach and get it.
I'd love to go in someday with you and throw papers out the window and see how good I could do at it. I bet you I could do it.
Not as long as you throw it when I told you to throw it.
I'll get my wrist back and see. It'd probably be good for exercise for one morning.
Like I did one Sunday morning back when the paper was actually a paper. I threw it and I didn't see the man's cat running up from behind a tree. That paper caught that cat in the neck and snapped its neck and killed it.
That's a weird one. Never heard that one happen before.
He ran into the path of the paper, so I figure he was trying to commit suicide.
Some of them had run out. You know, I had a neighbor one time that took her dog all the way to Columbia once a month for psychiatric evaluation, and they had the dog on something similar to Valium. And that dog, you know, I got to missing it, and I saw her in the yard, and I asked her about it, and she said, well, it committed suicide. And I said, what do you mean? She goes, well, she said, that's when she told me she was taking it down to Columbia, and she had run low on medication, and he run out in front of a car and killed himself. Talked to myself. Oh, my word. Somebody down in Columbia is ripping people off.
Definitely right on that. I've heard about them talking about animals committing suicide and stuff, and I sit there and think, now how do you know? That poor old possum, he just trying to get across the road to get another bite of dead chicken.
Exactly right. They'll do what they do, man. Good grief. I can't imagine doping my dog up.
Right, sometimes they do what they do. They just know what they're doing. They just do crazy things.
So one.
Close. Hit the clock and see.
I'm destinating. You guys have a fantastic day.
One, and you have a good one, and don't work too hard, man. Don't eat too much ribeye tonight now. So, hopefully catch you over the weekend. KK4 and XA, KM4 and AP73 is my friend.
And 601, it was.
Bob, if you're still out there, be safe. Ed, be safe. Enjoy your coffee. Get some rest. Al, try to stay out of trouble. And I'll get you an AM radio one day. KK4 NXC clear.
All right, I'm clear with you. About 606, and I bet it does.
About it set for that, it should.
That was, man. I'll tell you what, that was not easy because the problem I had with that was you couldn't see to get into the alarm. It told you the alarm set, but it didn't tell you. You couldn't tell how to set it to get in or out of it. So you had to guess what you had to do because you couldn't see the screen. The slightest set. It was really a pain to do it. Then it went off at midnight.
Well, fine, unless you're supposed to be up at midnight.
Well, I don't know. I don't even know really how I said it. It took me about 20 times before I finally got it. And this morning I had to take my medicines without food because I'm fasting. So last night, it's almost 7 o'clock last night, I said, man, this medicine is brutal without food, man. It beat me up.
Careful, it can mess your stomach up bad.
That's a good point. You can't have food. If you have food, you're in trouble. So I had to do it because they said they wanted me to fast for your point. So What I did is I swore I just had coffee with it. I just kind of, put up with it. Ooh, it messes your blood work up, so you really have to do it.
Have any kind of blood work, you can't have nothing to eat. It'll mess it up.
But you can have black coffee. That's about it. And water. That's about all I did. I'm hoping that Donna Driver gets here as well as I'm supposed to. My appointment's at 9:30, so the nurse is getting here at 7, so it sounds to me that it's probably a little bit after 6 right now.
Bit. I got to step out and throw one.
It's in there, Cap. Well, let's see if anyone else is in there. It's funny.
Back out.
Can I allow him in the background?
K4 and AP Friday. I didn't understand you.
The alarm was in the background. No, the alarm was in the background. Try out 4 line. 7 right now.
On the time will be 6:08.
It's something time. I know I'm getting close to getting done. I know it's getting close to my coffee time.
I'm showing my age. Back when I was growing up, they had a phone number you could dial, and it would tell you the time. That was before they had all the digital synchronization and all that. So you could call up a number, and it would tell you the exact time to set your watch.
Those days.
Well, in Greenville, actually. WWV4.
There's a little button on my computer that says sync clock. And I know.
If you don't have a computer, and you know what? I use WWV. Once you get used to it, you can set your watch right by it. It's accurate as heck. You can do that, but, you know, like I said, you know, it's kind of funny. No, my clock's about a minute off. It said 6:08 now, so it's probably about a minute off.
WV. I may lose you, too. I'm heading behind the mountain.
It's one of the time stations. They use it for weather, for time and military time, and for coordinates. For the military uses that for beacons. They use WWV. It's one of the things the United Nations use, and it gives weather reports. It gives K-index and all that stuff. It's very important to have a time station like that, because sometimes you still need those time stations for coordinates. Tom, in the AM broadcast band, you'll hear a Morse code identifier. It says N-A-N-A-N-A. That's a beacon.
I'm upset of that, but I think I figured out what you were talking about. I'm back here on King Creek behind the mountain, so I'll probably have to say something to you that you can even copy. And T7J Bolton, listening.
You're doing pretty good for where you are. I'm 6'4". I'm hitting a 6'4 repeater, but I don't know which one. Have a route over there.
Just about done.
Oh, it's really strong, so you must be getting toward the end of it.
Yeah, I've got 5 more customers and I'm done.
One of the reasons I want to go back to work, my family doesn't understand this, is that I feel better when I'm working. I can't stand it sitting around the house. It drives me crazy.
Feeling when I was retired due to my heart attack, open heart surgery from the police force, I sat around for about 3 years and I said, enough's enough. I got to have something to do.
When I was in hospice, it made me real weak, and I'm having more trouble getting back to work. Not so the heart problem bad enough, but the problem is really that since I was inactive, my body is just not used to doing anything. So every time I do something, it's beating it up. And I finished throwing those few. One of a few papers while you're finishing up.
To the old one. And we're a customer. He takes 2 different papers, and I had to do all that. But I'm closing in on the tail end of it.
I talked to him before the nurse got here. At least I'm moving it up and around. After that, after my appointment, I'm going downstairs to figure out, finding all the parts I need to find to figure out what pieces for Danny I have and don't have.
You'd already got that engine taken care of.
Ordered everything done, but the problem is there's things he needs to finish it, which I don't have. So we're going to pull another one out to get the parts. But the problem is all the parts that I need, the rounded bolts and stuff that were... somebody had it apart before, and he owned it, and somebody had it apart before, and they stripped a lot of bolts. They can't buy the particular bolts. So we're going to have to take a spare engine apart for all the bolts. Pieces and everything he needs to finish it, so we're going to try to get things motivated to finish it. I just want to make sure I got all my ducks in a row, because I got to go over to his house, his friend's house, where the car is, to take the engine out with him.
Easy.
It's 3-3, so well, between both of us, we should be able to get it out and then get it over here. As long as it turns easy, it'll be all right. If it doesn't turn, it's going to be fun. But I need to find out what I got for parts and what I saved and what I didn't. Because it was a brute. I never had engine come apart so hard as his did, man. I had to beat for 2.5 hours straight with a 2-pound sledgehammer just getting the pistons out of it.
I didn't have to do that.
Machine shop with Brian, we used to do it all the time. You got to just sit around, head gasket blows out, and it sits for a couple of years, and man, oh man, it is fun. It takes, my wrist was killing me for 2 days after that. Carpal tunnel and everything else from banging ratchets from my wrist, and you know how that goes.
I know how to work on these cars nowadays. I think made back in the 50s, 60s, and early 70s, I can fix it.
I work on these modern cars these days. They're miserable, but I have to do it. My clock is, the dog must be barking at something I don't know about.
Oh, I tell you, the way things are going about the cars and stuff, I'm about ready to just go buy me a donkey and a cart.
That's fun, we got that old truck, but I'll tell you what. If I could find me an older pickup again, like my buddy wants to, he's fixing his old, because he said I'm not paying to work on it, paying people to work on the new crap.
Something I can work on.
Okay, well, man, you know what's great, too, now? Now they got the retrofit air conditioning systems for them, and you can get the lower them down, and you can make them real. You can put all the modern conveniences in them now that you didn't have before. 3940 had a Cadillac electric seat in it. He had a 700 turbo 350 automatic transmission in it. He had disc brakes in it. It was kind of a nice truck to drive. A nice car to drive. But it still looked good. It still was simple.
Yeah, simple's the best. It's just like radio. I don't have radio with all the bells and whistles. It does what I need it to do, and easy to operate, and that's all I need.
At the end of the day, that's what you really need to have, something simple. And he always like, oh, you know, you can't use the old receivers without a tone board. Well, you know what? You can build a tone board easy enough to run an old transmitter on a modern repeater. It's not a big deal. It's only a little circuit board. It's all you have to do. It's not a big problem.
I see a lot of people now, they'd rather buy it already done for them instead of them sitting down and doing it.
But at the end of the day, if that's the difference between an amateur radio operator and an appliance operator. I disagree with the amateur radio relay league. They're not doing the best thing for the radio amateur. They're not looking out after our interest. They're looking out after their own interest.
Voice on radio, I don't care nothing about the digital stuff. If I want to send a text, I'll send one over the phone, not my radio.
You're right, and you know something? Everything that goes wrong is the modern junk. It doesn't work half the time anyway. And down where we live, we're all the towns and cities are all spaced out. And you can say what you want to say. At the end of the day, when each government wastes the time with all these towers, all this garbage in the long run, They're going to find the system doesn't work the same way it works in Europe, because we're not Europe. We're a big spread-out country, and you're going to have to, it's going to cost so much money to make something that worked that really doesn't work well anyway. There's no sense in it. It's just wasting money.
It's all said and done. When the grids go down and the power goes down, we'll be right back with a battery and radios like we got now.
Yeah, right, and you know what? Our little home generator that we might have to crank it, to fire, screw out, and get it going. I don't want to use bad language on here, but at the end of the day, that's, and you know who is going to really suffer for that? All my dumb friends up in the Northeast that can't walk and chew bubble gum at the same time.
There's a few up around here.
Oh, that, I just know what's going to happen, and I know how it's going to go. And when I first moved down south, I thought it was backwards down here. But when I really got to know everybody down here, I started to like it. I said, wow, this is a place to live, man. You can work on stuff. You can do things. People are fixing things. This is where the action is.
So southern folks, we are sort of different from people up north.
When it comes down to it, I think the mistake in that. See, when I first moved down here, I didn't understand the U.S. Constitution that well. I understood it, but never had to deal with it, and didn't understand what it's all about. But once I got down here, I remember my mom had died, and I didn't hardly know anyone. You know what? Every single neighbor stepped up, held my brother out, and I said, you know, guys, you don't have to do that. Up north, they never did that kind of stuff.
I'm about ready to pull in the driveway, so I will talk to you tomorrow. And you have a good one, and I hope the doctor's visit turns out well for you. So 73KM4 and AC, I'll be clear on your final.
I'll catch you later. I guess I'll turn the TV back on until the nurse gets here. KM4, go ahead. 73s.